Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dale Ho, President Biden's judicial nominee for the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York, claims in 2018 that the Electoral College is anti-democratic.
Lots of practices that are anti-democratic, that entrench, in some ways, minority rule in this country. And I'm talking about things like, you know, the Senate, the Electoral College, and the maldistribution of political power that results from those institutions.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday denounced her hometown San Francisco's rampant smash-and-grab looting as absolutely outrageous.
It's absolutely outrageous. Obviously, it cannot continue. But the fact is that there is an attitude of lawlessness in our country that springs from I don't know where. Maybe you do. And we cannot have that lawlessness become the norm.
We are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The Federal Reserve is hinting that raising the rate at which banks get money for business could be going up numerous times next year.
The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged for now. The Fed suggesting more aggressive moves against inflation in 2022, including up to 3 rate hikes. Fed Chair Jerome Powell sounding upbeat about the ongoing economic growth. He cites improvements in the labor market, including solid job gains, rising wages, and falling unemployment. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Millions of parents across the United States can expect to receive some extra cash this week when the IRS will be distributing the sixth and final payment from the extended child tax credit. Roughly $16 billion has been sent to 36 million families. The Treasury Department and IRS made the statement on Wednesday. The money is expected to reach some 60 million children. It should be noted there is no limit on the number of children who can receive the credit per family. This is USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
President Biden's social spending bill, Build Back Better, has lost its momentum. Now Democrats want to turn their attention to federalizing elections in America. Democrat Congressman Jake Auchincloss on MSNBC.
I've only been in Congress for a year, but even in this last year, I have seen that no legislation is ever fully done until it's on the president's desk, nor is it fully dead when you've got somebody like Nancy Pelosi in charge in the House or our Senate colleagues working on it in the Senate. So it's not dead. It's clearly stalled. Senator Manchin has been clear for the last several months that he has grave concerns about the bill. But no surprises there. He's still working on it with the president, I think in good faith negotiations. But it cannot be an obstruction to passing voting rights before the new year.
The push to shut down another energy pipeline in Michigan has begun.
The lawsuit from Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration seeks to shut down the Enbridge Energy pipeline that supplies natural gas to Michigan, Canada, and Wisconsin. Last month, a federal judge agreed with Enbridge that litigation over Whitmer's order belongs in federal court. On Wednesday, Enbridge moved to shift an earlier lawsuit to federal court as well, which the Whitmer administration has vowed to fight. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
After 13 NFL games, the Jacksonville Jaguars fired head coach Urban Meyer last night amid a turbulent first season. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along for the ride here on this holiday season of ours, the third week of Advent, a time to rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. I mean, thinking about what is coming here, God's greatest gift to his creation, his only son, to bring us back home where we belong. He is solely our salvation. And thank you for pausing for a moment, praying for, those that have been enduring these tornadoes. I mean, they're talking about it could be, end up being, sadly, over 100 people that have passed as a result of what happened with the first series of tornadoes. And we had more yesterday. We just continue to pray that God will, protect us and be with those families. And what they must be dealing with. I mean, here it is, less than 10 days away from Christmas and the holiday season, when plans of being together as a family and sharing gifts and that sort of thing. They're faced with this. But even in spite of all this, it's heartwarming. It's encouraging to hear the faith of the people, for what they must be enduring. That they still believe in God and their faith is in God. And, God bless them for that. Abraham Lincoln III, believe it or not, Hamilton III, the American Family Association we're trying to get connected with here. He serves as general counsel and public policy analyst for the American Family Association. And we want to talk with him about the latest updates pertaining to vaccine mandates. Now, I don't blame you, I should say, for all the confusion that you're going through. I mean, it's amazing how some of these organizations, some of the states even, how they have reacted to vaccine mandates. I mean, it is absolutely draconian. And some are liking it to, some sort of communist country that they come down, that there's no room whatsoever for, any kind of, reasonable response or exemption of taking the vaccine, whether for religious reasons, whether even including, health reasons, that it's not in their best interest, that their doctors have recommended they not take the vaccine because it could imperil their health. But you've got these entities saying, well, you'll get vaccinated. If not, you're out of a job. I mean, what is that going to look like down the road? I mean, can you say liability? I mean, here are these people's lives, we're talking about just being before Christmas and now they're without a job. And all because of COVID. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I say COVID and the lack of reason and how to deal with this. But we've been so, so pounded with the fear-mongering that's going on that, people, if you're wearing masks, I mean, for a while, if you weren't wearing a mask, I was wearing a mask, then I was supposed to think evil of you because you're not wearing a mask. And somehow you're irresponsible, you don't care about spreading your germs on other people. And it carries on. I mean, even to this day, you go shopping. I mean, fortunately, I live in Florida, so it's not quite as restricted as other states are. And it's clear. I mean, something about Ron DeSantis, what he did and what the state has done in order to, combat this, this infection, COVID. It's quite clear that they've got something right. I mean, the CDC on December the 1st published, the results of all 50 states, and far and away, Florida stood out as having the lowest incidence of COVID infection. And what did they do? I mean, there wasn't these wholesale, draconian lockdowns and mandates that went into effect. It was just common sense. And the governor trusting the citizens, the people here of Florida, of, proper conduct and hygiene and being responsible. And here it is. Our state stands out incredibly against the other 49 states. If you happen to take a look and you caught that map that illustrated the differential between Florida and the other states, I'm sure the powers to be told the CDC, that's not good. We can't have that. We can't have Ron DeSantis looking this good, especially, it's about politics. And it's all about not only a midterm election, but that 2024 election where Ron DeSantis could be a candidate for the Republican Party to run for president. And we don't want him looking this good, so you better do something about it. So what did they do? I mean, the audacity of these people, it's unbelievable. They changed the structure. They changed the rules. They rewrite the rules, like what they've been doing from day one with COVID. This is why people are so exacerbated and they don't know who to trust and who to count on because they're constantly changing the rules. Well, this is consistent with their model. They changed the rules as to how the state of Florida should be color coded. And so, they changed it. And now Florida looks like, it still looks good, certainly better than everybody else, but not as good because they altered the rules to to fulfill their preordained conclusion. And that is that everybody's under threat and we can't have, one state looking better because they exercise some, common sense and some responsibility. And, after the day is done and after we're able to get to some point, if we're able to, I mean, elections keep coming. So if this seems to be the pattern that every election cycle is going to be infected by this infection, that we have to, destroy the rule of law and accommodate the Democrats' manipulation of the voting process so that they can get their way. It's amazing. As we had, was it John Whitehead? We had on talking about how different countries, how they address the voting process and how well they're doing. And the reason they do it is because they honor and respect the vote, the people's vote. It's highly regarded and respected. But here in America, like it's been said by Marxists, it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes. So the vote itself has been preempted, that the chain of custody of the votes has been so compromised that you can come out with any conclusion, whatever you want. You can cheat, stuff the ballot box, get away with it. Even though Eric Holder, former attorney general, first black attorney general, says, there's no such thing as voter fraud. Well, people are still getting arrested and they're in jail for voter fraud. So how much credibility do you have? I mean, here's a smart guy. Here's a smart guy making such a stupid statement. I mean, really, it's stupid on its face. I mean, there's no room. It's not even an accident. It's not a misunderstanding. I mean, it's just blatantly false. It's a lie. And it's hard for me to lend much credibility to this attorney general, former attorney general, who you think this guy's much smarter than that. And there are a lot of smart people that should be a lot smarter, but for whatever, they've checked in their intelligence for the sake of some sort of ideology and power and control. how can this happen? But it happens when, when the people abandon common sense and, fall victim to the god of this big government that says, hey, don't worry, we've got it all covered, we can handle it. like they've demonstrated time and again that they've got it all handled, that they do a great job and take care of things. Don't fool yourself. And I think more and more people are realizing this, and less are being fooled. And maybe the ruling elite will be woken from their stupor to understand that the American people are a lot smarter and they deserve a lot more credit than what they've been given.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
This is the Independent Health and Lifestyle News Network.
Well, the National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins is stepping down after 12 years at the top of the world's largest funder of research. On December the 9th, HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra announced that Dr. Lawrence Tabak is to be the interim director and will hold that position until President Biden nominates and the Senate approves a new director. In the months leading up to Collins' resignation, PETA vigorously advocated for his removal, citing the agency's reliance on archaic animal experiments that leave us behind other countries using cutting-edge technologies, and the agency's failure to fund the state-of-the-art human-relevant research that is required for scientific progress. Here to break it down and help us understand more is Dr. Catherine Rowe, the Chief of Science Advancement and Outreach in PETA's Laboratory Investigations Department. Dr. Rowe, what are your concerns about the last decade of leadership at the National Institutes of Health?
Thank you. Well, the last decades of leadership at the National Institutes of Health have not produced the new treatments and cures that we all desperately need. The NIH has been failing at its mission. Currently in the U.S., we know that there are millions of people suffering with illnesses and diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, cancer, sepsis, stroke. The list goes on and on. These are conditions and diseases that we do not have effective treatments and cures for. Nevertheless, the NIH, which has a multi-billion-dollar-a-year budget, keeps wasting billions of dollars of that budget each year on animal tests that don't work. So right now, Francis Collins, the current director of NIH, has stepped down. And President Biden has the opportunity to appoint a forward-thinking director who can move the U.S. away from failing animal experiments and move us towards the sort of cutting-edge, modern, human-relevant research that we need and that can actually lead to new treatments and cures for people.
Well, the data is quite telling when you consider, according to this study, that 90% of this basic research investment never leads to treatments, vaccines, or cures. I mean, this just seems to be a blatant mismanagement of the people's money, is it not?
It is. You're absolutely right. Another statistic that will knock you off your feet is that 95% of drugs that appeared safe and effective in animals then go on to fail in human clinical trials. And when we look at specific disease areas like Alzheimer's, sepsis, cancer, HIV, those failure rates get up to nearly 100%. So the question is, why is the NIH continuing to funnel half of its budget into animal experiments? And what we need and what we have the opportunity to do right now is put a director in place who is willing to acknowledge that NIH is failing and make the changes necessary to put us on a path to advance health in the United States. And one major step in that path is doing away with failing animal models.
Dr. Catherine Rowe, why doesn't the NIH see this and change on its own?
Again, they do see it. That 95% statistic I just shared, that 95% failure rate statistic, is from the NIH. They are well aware that they are failing. I think the main problem is that currently in the biomedical research field, finding a new treatment or cure or making a significant health advancement isn't the actual goal. And that's really unfortunate. What's happened is the goal has become getting grant funding or getting papers published. So as long as somebody who is conducting experiments on animals can get grant money from the NIH or get a journal to publish the data, they're going to keep doing those animal experiments no matter how harmful or ineffective they are. And that's why we really need the NIH to incentivize transitioning from animal-based experimentation to human-relevant experimentation. And the best way to do that is to put somebody in a leadership position over there who understands the problem and is willing to take the necessary steps to solve it.
You're beginning to give an indication of the ideal candidate there.
Yeah, well, the ideal candidate to me, of course, is someone who, as I said, is not afraid to admit that we've misinvested money in the past, and is willing to say, you know what, let's try something different. This isn't working. It's not working. That's
right.
Clear. And we also have now so many human-relevant, modern, cutting-edge ways to study human physiology and human disease. That's where we need to be putting the money. So for me, an ideal candidate would be somebody willing to make those changes. In fact, PETA has its own research modernization deal. This was developed by scientists here in the U.S., as well as overseas, and it's a plan to phase out ineffective animal experiments and invest in better research methods. In fact, the EU Parliament just voted nearly unanimously to develop a plan based on our research modernization deal. The U.S. needs to do the same thing. And again, if we have the right... if we have the right leader in place, this can happen.
Exactly. Well, two final questions here. It seems with your experience that you have, empirical data here to approach some non-animal approaches to this current research. And if you can also let people know where they can go for more information, Dr. Catherine Rowe.
Absolutely, yes. We are seeing time and time again, the data keeps emerging that these non-animal human-based tools are better predictors of human physiology and are better to recapitulate, if you will, or simulate human disease. For anyone who's interested in more information, they can go to PETA.org. For anyone who's interested in taking action and encouraging President Biden to choose the next NIH leader very wisely, they can go to PETA.org/Biden, or they can just text the word Biden from their phone to the number 73822. And both of those tasks will just send a quick email to the White House encouraging President Biden to make this choice very carefully because, again, if we don't move away from failing animal experiments, you know, millions of people are going to die waiting for cures that aren't going to come. I hate to sound so morbid, but that's the reality.
Well, it seems that's the voice of experience is what you're sharing with us, and we appreciate that. Dr. Catherine Rowe, a neuroscientist and chief of science advancement and outreach with the Laboratory Investigations Department of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. That you will hear Trump was right. Anywhere in the legacy media, they're not about to utter those words. And even when they come close to it, you can see them painfully, almost choking to say that. But this is quite obvious, according to an exclusive investigation by the Washington Post, is being reported by Gary Bauer with American Values. And again, our thanks to Gary Bauer. And if you can support American Values with your end of the year donation, by all means, I recommend you do so. They have kept up the good fight on behalf of freedom, you know, for the American people. But he's reporting on this Washington Post investigation that shockingly concluded that Chinese technology giant, remember Huawei? Remember we heard about Huawei? It's been how long has it been since the crickets have been sounding and we've heard nothing about Huawei? Well, they've discovered, like this is some big surprise, people, conservatives understood the liability here, the potential liability. Well, they've now discovered that Huawei really is an integral part of the communist Chinese surveillance state. Duh. The Post reviewed thousands of documents and PowerPoint presentations that were previously available online, and they show that Huawei, pitching how its technologies can help government authorities identify individuals by voice, monitor political individuals of interest, manage ideological re-education and labor schedules for prisoners, and help retailers track shoppers using facial recognition. We see all this smash and grab. You see how this is being set up? I mean, we have to have this technology because you got all these smash and grabbers. Well, first of all, you got to get rid of these mask mandates. Because you tell them to wear masks and they go, okay, thank you very much. We're all being lawful wearing mask mandates as we go do an unlawful thing. Well, of course, Donald Trump already told us that he was roundly condemned and was roundly condemned for being hostile to our trading partner China, remember? And predictably, Trump is never mentioned in the Post report. Big media can never utter the words Trump was right. Under any circumstances, Trump banned the government's use of Huawei products and pressured U.S. allies in Europe to stop contracting with Huawei for their 5G rollout, which included NATO communications. There was incredible resistance, but now everyone is shocked to discover the Chinese are spying us. Oh, my goodness, can you believe that? I mean, how stupid can you be? Well, another indication there, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. We've got more coming up. It's just about 29 after the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dale Ho, President Biden's judicial nominee for the United States District Court for the Southern District of New York, claims in 2018 that the Electoral College is anti-democratic.
Lots of practices that are anti-democratic, that entrench in some ways minority rule in this country, and I'm talking about things like, you know, the Senate, the Electoral College, and the maldistribution of political power that results from those institutions.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday denounced her hometown San Francisco's rampant smash-and-grab looting as absolutely outrageous.
It's absolutely outrageous. Obviously, it cannot continue. But the fact is that there is an attitude of lawlessness in our country that springs from I don't know where. Maybe you do. And we cannot have that lawlessness become the norm.
We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. John Barber is going to join us here in just a moment. His new book, The Trees Have Goats. Interesting name. Trees Have Goats. Well, a little background here. John has started two colleges in East Africa, travels the Middle East and North Africa researching the role of women in Islam. He's a professor of theology at Whitfield Theological Seminary who suggests Christianity brought liberty to women while Islam still views women as property. Dr. John Barber, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you, Bill. Thank you.
I love the title, Trees Have Goats. Boy, that gets your attention. So tell our audience, the idea behind Trees Have Goats.
Well, it's a novel that is based in Morocco, and as many people might know, Morocco is the only nation in the world that has argan forests, and argan is where the nectar comes from that helps make cosmetics and hair products and things like that. And many years ago, the way in which people would get the nectar out of the fruit was to send goats up the trees. Many people have seen the amazing photos of these 8-9 goats standing out like on a diving board on the end of branches of these trees, and they're eating the nuts. Well, they digest them. The women come along, pick them up, and because the nuts are now soft, they're able to get the nectar, and that's how they're able to process them. Well, so many people from around the world come to see these goats that the farmers keep the goats up in the trees year round, and so it's destroying the forests. Well, the point of the similarity here between that issue and my book is that the way in which the agriculturalists are manipulating the goats and is destroying the agriculture, the men are manipulating the women and is destroying the culture generally in all of these Arab nations.
You know, John, we were just talking about this morning with Horace Cooper. You have God's natural order of things, and when the natural order is honored, it goes well. When it's violated, you have these consequences. Now, I understand. You and I, men of faith, this makes all the sense in the world. It's simple. It's so academic. But for others that do not understand that the creator of the universe has set these boundaries in play, that everything has a purpose under the sun. It's all designed to do a specific thing to complement the other. And when that's violated, when man interferes with that, like in your novel and what you're pointing out here, you get a disruption. And it's amazing how these disruptions, it's like we're just kicking at the goats. And we continue to defy the obvious consequences and defy the obvious natural laws. You know, I've often used this metaphor. It's like challenging the law of gravity. I mean, it seems so obvious. But in a sense, it's the same thing. People will go and defy God, defy the law of gravity until they hit the ground. And in some cases, they have to hit the ground repeatedly before they figure out that, number one, it hurts. Number two, they're so beat up and broken up, they can't get up on top of the roof anymore to defy the law of gravity. So they're saved from their own stupidity. But, you know, all for the sake of, hey, we want it our way, and we want to ignore a God of the universe who says, look, I've put all these things into play for your good, not for evil.
Well, that's exactly right. In fact, one of the points of assimilation of the book, you know, many people might think, why should I care about something that's happening in a foreign nation? Mm-hmm. But there's actually a lot of meaning with respect to the novel, what's going on in America right now. We call it cancel culture.
Right.
Many people are aware of that. And if you take a look at cancel culture and peel back the layers of it, you know, most people focus on the Marxist aspects of it. But there's another very powerful engine that's involved in cancel culture, and that's what some people call the Islamo-leftist movement. Ilham Omar, for example, Rashida Tlaib, that form part of the squad there in the federal government. Well, if you were to trace this issue back, where does it go? It goes back to where I'm writing, North Africa, the Middle East. These women are either first generation, perhaps second, or their grandmother grew up in this situation of a top-down command and control violent kind of patriarchalism. Mm-hmm. And these women are going to respond one of two ways. Either they're going to fall into a suicidal pattern or depression, or they're going to come out fighting. If they come out fighting, they're going to adopt a radical form of feminism. And if it comes to the West, and many people are, they're going to challenge all Western values. And we're seeing that happen today. You mentioned that both of us are men of faith. If we go back to the early chapters of Genesis, we see that God put certain things in place that he expected to be observed in the natural order and by his people. Mm-hmm. And some people call those the creation mandates, dominion, work, marriage, family. Take a look at cancel culture and all the things that it's trying to do today, and you can summarize it by saying it's an attack on those creation mandates that God first put in place. So rather than us taking dominion by self-determination, it's a climate change that has dominion over us.
Right.
Rather than family being a product of our own lives and how we're going to develop that. We've got flavor of the month sexuality going on. It's a crazy thing. I just heard Jen Psaki not too long ago lecturing a Fox News reporter saying you can't talk about abortion because you're a man. Well, at the same time, she thinks that a woman can become a man and a man can have a baby. Therefore, according to her own reason, a man ought to be able to say something about abortion. So, Jen Psaki, make up your mind.
Yes.
And this is the irrationality of the cancel culture movement. What my novel tries to do is to take us all the way back to the source, at least of one of the powerful engines that's moving in this agenda right now across America and across the world. And to give us an idea of the problem and how we can address it.
Yeah. Well, the bottom line is they're canceling God. You know, this is really what it comes down to. I mean, the prophet can say, God, they're canceling me. He says, no, wait, whoa. No, they're not canceling you. They're canceling me. I mean, think about that.
Right.
And that's what this all comes down to. But see, they don't even have the nerve. I mean, they have a lot of arrogance, but they don't even have the nerve and the courage to say, hey, we still don't believe in your God. And even with Ilhan Omar and these radical Islamists who come in and have positions, which is amazing to me, positions of power within our government, that's where we are right now, according to Trevor Loudon. Just about every one of Joe Biden's inner circle compatriots are avowed communists and Marxists. But all this is an infusion of a worldview into our government. It's depositing into the culture, and here we are. I mean, politics is supposed to be downstream culture. Well, it just shows you how infected our culture is, that we want to accommodate this kind of pandemic. I mean, this is a psychological pandemic that has attacked us, that is far more worse, if I might say, than COVID.
There's a lot of anger involved. And as I said, that when this anger begins to degenerate, and it's anger directed for the wrong reasons, it's going to find itself an outlet. Mm-hmm. And what it's going to go after are perceived Western values. You see, a lot of these women in North Africa, Middle East, in fact, around the world, we're talking about 20 to 25% of the world's population, simply don't distinguish this kind of brutal patriarchalism that takes place in these countries from what they view as a patriarchalism in America or the Western world. And so it's guys like you and me, the older white men who are to be taken down. And we see the feminization of men going on, and the maturation of women in a manly way, roles reversing themselves. And as I said just a minute ago, it seems like we have Heinz 57 varieties. We're going to run out of the alphabet here pretty soon with the number of genders that we're coming up with. We're going to have to go to the Greek alphabet pretty soon. The creation simply can't hold up this way. Mm-hmm. You cannot operate a government. You can't do politics, business, anything. I mean, take a look here, for example, if I may say, about we're talking about women here and how they're brutally treated in many Muslim countries.
We got about 30 seconds before we go to break. Go ahead, John.
Something that set out to help the women. Originally, the women's rights movement, equal pay for equal work. You know, now we've got men saying that they're women, beating the women in sports. So the people that it set out to help are now the people that it's hurting, and that's the irrationality of the system.
This is where it goes. You abandon God, you abandon truth, and you got chaos and madness. This is what's going on. Dr. John Barber is with us. We're talking about his new book, The Trees Have Goats. Lots to discuss. Stay with us.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, the professor of theology at Whitfield Theological Seminary, who suggests Christianity brought liberty to women while Islam still views women as property. His new book, The Trees Have Goats, is a story of Arab women's struggle for love. Dr. John Barber continues with us. John, off air, we were talking about evil. And what is it that keeps people from realizing that evil is real? I mean, it's like we're in denial. You know, we just can't talk about it. I mean, you know, we cancel everything else except for evil.
We're the ultimate frog being boiled in the pot, it would seem, in today's culture, and it's been going on for an awfully long time. I mentioned as we were talking that the novel that I wrote, The Trees Have Goats, a story of Arab women's struggle for love, takes up the issue of the problem of evil. Many people ask why. Does God sit by and watch all these things happen without doing something about it? And the book does address that, and I think of 2 Peter 3:15, where he says, bear in mind that the Lord's patience means salvation. Now, what is it really talking about there is the fact that, and I often say this to people who say, well, why isn't God doing something about the evil that's in the world? And I talk with many women who are being unjustly persecuted around the world. Why doesn't your Jesus do something about this? And they're very interested in Christianity, but they suffer under this evil. I point out to them, have you ever told a lie? Have you ever done something wrong? They say, yes. And I say, well, is that evil? And they say, well, I guess so. And I said, well, there's your reason. Because if God was to come, he's no respecter of persons. Mm-hmm. If he were to come and to deal with evil in the world now, he'd have to deal with yours as well. Right. And that would be the end of you. Mm-hmm. But he is patient, Peter says. And so he allows the tares and the wheat to grow together for now, waiting for all of his people and working in the lives of the people that he's calling until the day comes when the last one has arrived. And then, and only then, is he going to judge all this evil in the world. But until that time, we can expect to see all of these crazy things going on. And why? It's because of his patience. It means salvation for so many millions of people still out there. who are going to hear the gospel. They're going to respond. In fact, just yesterday, I had this beautiful opportunity. I've been working. Not only do I write about this, but I work with women around the world to work with a young 17-year-old girl in Morocco who is facing a forced marriage. This is still going on today. The parents had to do it before she turned 18, or they wouldn't be able to do it. But the fact is that people still do this, even though it's illegal. And worked with friends of hers to convince the parents to change their mind. And so she's not under the weight of this forced marriage now. As a result, it opened up her ears to hear what else I had to say.
Right.
And now, last evening, she has trusted her life to the Lord Jesus and wants a Bible.
Yeah. You see, the point is well taken here, John. I hope people can catch this, is that God's long-suffering is for a purpose. It's not willy-nilly. I mean, it's that the God's hope. I mean, if God can have hope, his hope is that, you know, his creation would come to realize the difference by experience. And I tell my kids all the time, experience defines preference. You know, if you're willing to take the most of it, right? And this is it. I mean, we go through life and we experience things. I mean, you and I are so much wiser today than we were even 5 years ago because of the things that God has revealed to us even in the last 5 years, not even talking about when we were teenagers, now as adults. And here we are. We're walking testimonies of what it is to be without God and with God. I tell people often, my story was I was and now I am. Because of God's grace and mercy. Because like you said, otherwise, you know, like the book of Ecclesiastes, which points out that, if judgment was rendered for every sin, immediately wouldn't be so complex. But it also, we would miss out on the opportunity to learn, you know, right from wrong, would we not?
The whole world is learning, it would appear. And what I would like them to learn, particularly these ladies in these foreign countries, is that the message of Christianity has this liberty and freedom for them. Mm-hmm. Again, we were talking just off here a minute ago about one of the things missing in the Islamic faith. And let me say parenthetically that my novel does not do anything to attack or to decry Islam. Mm-hmm. I just simply allow the testimonies that are included in the book to speak for themselves and allow the reader to make up his or her mind on what they think.
And that amazes me, John, that you have these testimonies from Muslim women. Muslim women aren't that open. I mean, that's a book unto itself, that you're able to have these kind of conversations, because even in their culture, I mean, you're an outsider. You can't talk to Muslim women as an outsider.
Yeah, the novel is packed with real stories. I did over 24 interviews with women from Morocco all the way up to Lebanon and took their stories. And many of those stories are in the novel word for word. And so even though it's fiction, a fictional account, these real stories are included in the book. And so the people get to read what the women are saying. And one of the questions I ask them is, it's a critique. Mm-hmm. You know, we have this problem everywhere. It's in America, and indeed it is. Why is it worse for you? And so you can hear the women answer that for themselves. But to your point, it did take some time to be able to sit down with people, and I had to network through friends of mine and through their friends to convince the ladies to sit down with me. And, Bill, it's absolutely incredible. There was not one interview that I did where the woman was not in abject tears.
Oh, I bet.
And I'll never forget the last interview that I did where the woman was just crying her eyes out. It's one of the most powerful testimonies that's included in this novel. She looked at me and she said, "Dr. John, can you help us?"
Yeah.
And it just broke my heart. And that's what I'm trying to do, is to give a clarion call here that this is not only just a problem that someone else is, but as I pointed out in the earlier segment, it's coming home. It's hitting our shores right now through the cancel culture movement. And also, if we have any kind of inkling about the Great Commission, we can't do the Great Commission without recognizing the fact that one half of nations' populations are being stepped on and treated like little more than an animal.
Yeah. Exactly.
One of the things that is that has affected these women is the fact that there is no there's no dignity for them at all. They're just simply treated as some object, not to be handled properly, but to be disregarded.
Yeah. And of course, we're hearing the stories of the Uyghurs in China, in East Turkestan, where people are being held in concentration camps for all intent and purposes. And when they're no longer needed, then their organs are being harvested and sold on the marketplace. I mean, this stuff, this dehumanization of those that God has created in His own image, it is heartbreaking. And one of the things that you and I talked about before was this issue of redemption. This is, I think, one of the glaring omissions of Islam, is there's no redemption in it, from my understanding, this side, this side of what they believe is heaven. For men, more so, women, even less so, but there's some possibility. Boy, I tell you, how do you live day to day in the land of the living, in the here and now, and not have some sense of redemption? You just, instead of going from glory to glory, you're going from setback to setback, huh?
I think of John's words. These words were written that you might know that you have eternal life. And, of course, people cannot know in Islam or in any other works-oriented religion of the world that they, in fact, have eternal life. And one of the reasons, particularly in Islam, and again, I want to underline the fact that my novel does not set out to attack Islam, but since we're discussing it here, and it does enter into the picture, obviously, Allah is so far removed from this world, He is to be pure. And, of course, this world is considered impure, that He does not have a son, because a son would therefore have to come to the earth, to the world, to walk among the people, to touch, to heal, to preach, to do these various things. And Allah is too pure for that. Well, the problem is that there's no way to know Him. Mm-hmm. There's no picture. There's no living Christ walking through with the pages of the scriptures as we see in the Quran or in the Hadith. And so not only is there no way to know Him, but obviously, secondarily, there's no way to know if you've been accepted, if you've said enough prayers, if your reason for not being able to get to Mecca for the Hajj, the great celebration each year, is acceptable to Him. And so one of the things that I find when I talk to the women is that they're very, very, very open to the fact that there is a way to know beyond any shadow of a doubt that all their sins have been forgiven, that they have restoration with their Heavenly Father. One of the things I have to work through with them, of course, is because their father or brother has been one of the main players in the oppression that they have faced. The stories that I can tell you of women who have undergone potential death, honor killings, but escaped them. Just talking 2 weeks ago with a young woman who escaped her home, and they found her, pulled the bus over, dragged her off the bus, her head hitting the steps, all the way down into the ground, took her home. Father tried to kill her. Were it not for the mother screaming at the top of her lungs, neighbors coming, she would most certainly be dead. And I've been working with her, talking to her now about the gospel, but I've had to work through this whole issue of a father's love poured out in his son at the cross and in his resurrection, and the healing that can take place in their lives. And it's a beautiful thing to see.
Yes.
When a Muslim person comes to Christ, you're going to see an energy and a perspective on life that is so amazing. It just blows away so much of what we call, C.S. Lewis said, the problem with American Christianity is that it's more American than it is Christian.
Got to leave it there. Thank you, John Barber. Appreciate it.
And want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.